שני של שחרס ויין של צהריים בשיחס הילודים פוקו, בישיבת בית נשיא ישראל מאורץ נשיא ישראל מן העולם
How far do you get? We just have some extra shakas.
We will make another attempt to clarify the underlying message throughout the whole Mishnah, but today we'll go down the line of the seconds of the four, the V'yayin Shatzorayim. No rush, right? V'yayin Shatzorayim. Very unique. What's the significance of V'yayin Shatzorayim? Shemavapul Talmud Torah. Maybe they have here. It's a double-headed sword. Double-headed sword there. Now, Shatzorayim is the opposite of Somayam. I say Toiv. It's Mavatul the Toiv and brings you there. Mavatul from Talmud Torah. Maybe they have here. The relationship between Yain and Veirus. It's a very, very antique one. This is Pasha. No, Pasha's not. The relationship of Avedis and Bittul Talmud Torah is also a very old one. The Vadai, that there are two basic outlooks of life. They have to choose one. And one will naturally bring the person to the Torah, and one will naturally bring the person to the Talmud Torah. It's kind of important to get these two clear, because if you make a mistake, it could be very unpleasant. Most people don't have it so clear, and therefore very often live a life where they jump from one to the other. You clearly ought to from one minute to the next. Sometimes you're within the same. Yeah. What are two outlooks? We'll be telling the Kavskos that maybe there are worse forms also. But we'll start with a basic assumption. The person realizes that there are two worlds, that existence is a two-part process, a part called Olam Hazeh and a part called Olam Haba. The Yetzer to Yuds, one of the Pshatim is Yitzir Olam Hazeh, Yitzir Olam Haba. It's a Hodom. Yitzir Hodom is a two double. A double-made creation, two-layer creation, and what are the two aspects? Two aspects, the two outlooks on life. How do we deal with this duality? There may be more, but the ones that we want to deal with are the ones that most usually the Yetzer Hara that applies to a person who has a Kesher to Torah but hasn't gotten mamish into the world of Torah, hasn't mamish kumkina, the basic outlook of Torah. Both of them, theoretically, could be very nice. We're talking about it from a Yid. And he knows that after Olam Hazeh comes Olam Haba. And Olam Haba is important to him. And therefore, 6 days he worked for Olam Hazeh, and one day Olam Haba, or something like that. Right? Why does it come out that way? If you recognize these two worlds, and you live this duality, and you feel the importance, you want both, but how long is Olam Hazeh? How long is Olam Haba? How big is Olam Hazeh? How big is Olam Haba? How long is Olam Hazeh? How long is Olam Haba? So if we do it by any cheshbon in the world, Eilam HaHazir should get an hour a week, and Eilam HaHazir should get the rest of the time. Find me the Jew that lives like that. From this perspective. Easy enough. Eilam HaHazir, Eilam HaHazir. Just put things in perspective. Right? This is this much important, that's that much important. So 1 hour a week, Eilam HaHazir. The rest of the time, Eilam HaHazir. Find me. If you meet him, tap on my shoulder and ask him, tell him what I was like to me. You see, you know.
I don't believe he exists.
I believe he can't exist. I believe he can't exist. What are the two ways? The first way is that a person sees this duality as two separate, interrelated, intertwined, interdependent realities, but two different realities. How do you test it out? Ask one as it goes on. Generally, if a person has, and we hope we're talking about an intelligent person, supposed to have goals. If he doesn't have goals, it's more on intelligence. But intelligent person should have some type of outlook, immediate goals, long-term goals, something. You're living, well, what do you want to do? So ask, what are your goals? So I'm not talking to you, meet him on the street corner, you say, what are your goals? His goal is to get around you and get home. That's all right. That might be good. But if you sit down with the person and have a serious discussion, ask what his goals are. So what are you going to hear? A person with the basic, this type of perspective, that there's two worlds that are interesting. He's an American Jew. Right? He's a religious lawyer. Yeah. Religious doctor. There's something wrong with identity. There's something wrong with definition. In activity, a person can be a Jewish lawyer, a Jewish this, a Jewish that, and there's, it's possible that should be 100% okay. That's very dangerous. You can get very confused. A person can misrepresent his basic essence, his basis of identity, his basic understanding of this point that we're talking about here, how these two worlds relate. If he puts them as two worlds, this one going that way, this one going that way, if we add in a nice helping of Christianity, so then we assume that the two worlds are enemies. Not only are they not related, they're two separate goals, but they're opposite goals. So he's going to have, he'll speak to him. Usually the first thing you're going to hear about is his goals in Eilam HaHazir. He has this problem, he wants to get, he wants to achieve, so get that type of a car, this type of that, right? In Israeli standards, without like to pay them a covert. Depending each one of them, just get through the month. What about the then? What about you? Oh, you're Vadai. And Mbemis. Does he have goals in terms of, I don't know, 100%? He does. We live side by side. As one. That way is very common. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Because it's has within it the Yena Yeshotzarayim in the very essence of the world taken in that form, that somehow there's some misdeal going on over here. You admit you have two worlds. You admit that you see curtains and bolts. You admit that this is finite and this is infinite. you admit that this is meaningless and this is meaningful. You admit all these things. So how come you give the majority of your mind, your heart, your time, your money, from the one that's less? How's that? What's that? It all comes different forms. We're trying to get to the defined of the process in order that maybe we can escape. That form is called, you know, the way I understand. It's a deeper understanding, it's a better understanding. But the way I understand, this is what the Mishnah calls Yainu Shatzorai. What does Yainu do? On the first level, not as far out of the table, he had to argue. It was tough. He did his job. His main job of recreating the world, his mission accomplished. Yeah. So what do? He worked a hard morning, and now he's taking a break. What? That's a man. Taking a break. He finds himself a care, and the oldest vintage wine there was at the time. 6 days. And at first, it seems to be something that what did it say? Lo tish the yain sometimes. But he got a very, very negative title from the process. It's called Isha Adom. Adam, he was Adam times two, right? Second, Noach was the round two Adam Rishon. Adam, the word Adam, has two definitions. Either Adam or Adam. Adam Edmund Elion. You want to split it up, so the goof will very nicely take Adam, yeah, Adamo, and the Neshama will take Edmund Elion. But then we know that a person is not two separate parts just glued together. A person is the totality of the two together. And now there's a question. Is him altogether going to be Isha Adamo? Or him altogether going to be Edmund Elion? Adamah. That's right, yeah. On square one. right at the start. Noach was labeled. Ishadol. Not the tremendously good starting point. Wow. Noach was that Yaino Shel Noach was the first, was the Metzius of Yaino Shel Tzorai. Right, where do we go? What's the time? Where are you? If a person sees Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is too, he'll see his goof and his neshama is too. And I'll say, the whole year there wasn't an iota of Olam Hazeh. The whole year. He had a really tough year. He was being misa'ul on the whole world. And let's give the goof something also. Isha Adam. He was defined by the lower hand. Isha Adam. Yes, momentarily it was. Sorry, he wasn't a drunk, that's for sure. It was momentarily. He had a moment like that. So that's it. Labeled Isha Adam. There is in the Torah signed by the Bnei Shalom Gazelle. Makar. He split.
And if you split,
if you make go the two track roads, you see it as two separate things. I have this and I have that. Do a little this, do a little that. Each other. Not gonna make it. The world is created such that the chayra, the guf, the adoma, has the upper hand. The neshama is trapped in the guf. The neshama can't play by its rules. It can only do even its things through the guf. You want to learn Torah, you got to look through the eyes. You want to hear Torah, you got to hear through the ears. And do mitzvahs, hands. The neshama can't. The guf doesn't work, the neshama can't do anything. You want to think. If he's the brain. You is Hashem, I was Hashem, and he's the heart. Yeah. Can't do it on its own. Can't separate the Hashem. If you turn the guf into separate from the neshama, you turn oyim hazeh into adoba oyim la'atzmon, ish adoma. Then the guf becomes totality of its side of the thing, and the neshama, al kochon. Oh yeah, what? The one mice vadai. The vadai, the one mice. The difference is the one mice was because it was from the haskol.
Delicious.
It's delicious.
What?
It wasn't the first mice.
Second.
Karbonas came first. But the Karbonas, he did as a completion of the process of his Asik with the Behemoths. His job in the Olam of the Teva was to be the Manal of the Olam Achai. The sea of that Majiga was the Hakara, that the reason why the Bernishim told him to bring in seven of the Tahirim was that the completion of the process should be Korbanos. We're not going into why and what. That was the pinnacle, high point, the grand finale of the process called Teva. And he got 100%. Me'avus. Tafkid complete, me'achuz, got his diploma, and went home. How it? I planted the cat. The tafkid of Mreach, Isha Teva, ended. And at that, Lidoy Doyos. Makir, Noyach, as Noyach, Ish, Tzadikom, Noyach, Bidoyoy, Sof. The title of Noach for always, because that he was Zoicha before the Mabel, and that enables him to be Zoicha to be the Mamshech through the Teva of the whole world. Noach Ish Tzadik Tovah Midoros Ein Bezeh Shom Sof, and the Ish Adama doesn't take away those mindless. Even though he completed Yaris, Benjamin was only Meramis to him, the Indian of Kabbalahs, the Italians to take seven. But it was his only initiative. And he completed the process. The Teva was the momentary, was the, at that point in history, was the saving of the world. The Kabbalahs, and the bris that was a product of the Purbanais was bringing all of that accomplishment into Netzach. The Banishim promised him, Koyus bris, they'll never again. That was the, he completed the task for that point in history, and then with the Kabbalahs he upgraded it to make it permanent, to make it nitzchi. It's no longer something only Be'ilam Azif. It's something Be'etzim. The world was now established. Such a world that a Mabel can't have. Can't it? Can't it?
So that was his hard point. So where do you go next?
Chas v'shalom can't be meisiv an iota more than what it says in the Chumash. But what it says, it's it. Next point, finished. Makir korbanos, finished. Okay. Isha adam. Let's see, maybe the other side, maybe we'll get clearer, the two sides, two approaches. There's a tremendous medrash here in Parshas Noach. The Mefarshim wondered what's it doing here. And the deity of this mission, what we're talking about, is the Hezbollah, what this medrash is doing in Parshas Noach. That's exactly what it's supposed to do. Could be a little bit. It's addressing this issue from the positive side. How does it come that a person, most of us like that, you don't have to be terribly embarrassed, in good company. Why is it that we see Olam Hazeh as a separate issue from Olam Haba? Because everything in the world is out to teach us that. From the first time that the baby cried, first time he ate, everything that he did, everything he heard, everything that he saw, all that goes on around it, all the internal impulses, external impulses, all the input that that person has teaches him. What? He knows that there's an Olam. But, Shoneh, Hesha, the Mitzvahs, I'll even let him tell you. The mitzvah of mitzvah really doesn't fit in this world, but it doesn't happen here. The key in the mice in mitzvah can only be done here. The product of the mitzvah is immediately put up in the big bank. Yeah. It says in the Torah that if a person would have the creation in his neshama, if that a mitzvah accomplishes would be noticeable in this world, the person would come back from davening, his wife wouldn't recognize him. His wife wouldn't recognize him. He left the malach, come back to Saul, left the Saul, come back to Chayesus. Fish, matzah, and tzitzis. Tequila, Talmud, Torah. Every morning, how many mitzvahs a person he left in the morning comes back? Well, maybe she would, because she also did a few things in the middle. But the Vayishim created such a world where everything in the word be'emes indicates to us that the relationship between Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh doesn't seem to be a direct one. Now, Adarabah seems to be anti. And this is why the Christians of Kol Hichem B'Darkon, before or after, that sheet ends. Bismillah Shabbulam Arashem. See these two different directions that are totally unrelated. And you can choose. Right? If you want Olam Haba, you have to give up Olam Hazeh. We're going to soon say something similar, but we have to hear the difference. It's similar, but it's the exact opposite. Mayakul is the opposite. The Christians took the idea that Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh don't seem to stand to the utmost and said that they're not only them, they're enemies. They're simply enemies. And if you want to get to Olam Haba, then you kill Olam Hazeh the most you can. And these Jewish people, another famous story with the Koma goes to the rabbi. He says, you're religious. What makes you religious? I have a wife like everybody, kids like everybody, you chant. Right? Every other day you're having a chag. Right? You're singing and dancing and having, making students. You go to the shul, you bring us together, be happy, daven, sin, learn. Everything, shema. We do religion. If they come to us, we'll show you religious experience. You go to the, how they call those places, monasteries. I'll show you something. You're just a regular old oil has a person with a kippah. I mean, who are you bullish? Obviously, it's not you can answer that guy. Our answer is that you're right. We're not into religion. We're into Yiddish. Something totally different. Religion, you're right. Well, we don't have any religious experiences. We'll do it. Not probably. No tekises. No. Don't burn a kid at the stake. Moilech. The ultimate of that philosophy is moilech. The ultimate sacrifice, much more than killing yourself, is killing a kid. The ultimate idea that sacrifice is religion, that was the way it was called moilech. What? Okay, the Ravino is one of his big mahalas against that. That's what's the Nisayan, the Ki'ilu, going back against what.
That's the highest sacrifice.
Yeah. The highest sacrifice. But the Yisayan is not sacrifice. Sacrifice has a certain place, has a very important place. That's something you take upon yourself. That's what the Bhagavad Gita doesn't ask us to sacrifice yourself. Hashem asks us that if we're forced into a situation, that we should not even, that's one of the mitzvahs, you have to know Mikai Hashem Shemayim. If somebody puts up and says, Ilo Elam Hazo, Elam Hazo, by us we say it's not a choice. We say, Yashvecha B'Elam Hazer, Telechu B'Elam Hazer, we'll take both. And we'll go from this to there, and we'll take it. Now, yeah, this is a secret. We take a little piece of B'Elam Hazer here. You know, wait, we steal a little piece of Elam Haba and put it there. Elam Haba is exactly how you get to Elam Haba. They relate exactly like a priest and a bais. A priest is part of a bais. It's just the outside, it's how you get there. It's the entranceway. It's the hallway there. It's not a different place. It's certainly not an opposite place. Yeah. If you want to get into that house, you gotta go through here. Nobody had it, that's the chatchil. That's the way it should be. Ashmeyu b'olam hazeh, shvach b'olam hazeh, v'tzeilach b'olam hazeh. That is Klai Yisrael's mahalach. Shvach b'olam hazeh, v'tzeilach b'olam hazeh. If we're forced, if the revelation brings in a sign on a person, which that has to come from above. You don't take upon yourself your sins. The religion throws you on. He just wants to see. We're holding the world. And he asks us to be aimed in the sign to Mekadosh and Shemayim. Not in the serious nefesh. But the Yisrael of Yiddishkeit is not in the serious nefesh. The Yisrael of Yiddishkeit is totally mitzvahs. The Yisrael of totally mitzvahs is not in the serious nefesh. The main mahalach. It says in the Tishnah, "Tachas v'shalivaretz v'shalim v'kecha v'simcha v'tov leivav mi'oivko." That's what the Baruch is looking for. This whole theory that practically many years of our lives and history and each one individually, the suffering, that's all part of the chet. That's all b'di'evitz. Be'etzem, the version set up the world of Kaisel should be tops. Chet requires necessary processes of the why sometimes very difficult processes. However, the Yisrael of Avayis Hashem that we still live every time we're Mechuyev in it, the Yisrael of Avayis Hashem Behaftet sich im Verhof. Cholerab, 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 cholerab. Heute teert von der Dach. Dass die Seele von Sirius Nefisch Mamesh ist nach Hasbischau nach der Goyen. If they have to choose between year and hour, the religious experience of going being burnt at the stake, ultimate Messiah's Nefesh, is in the Goyish view, is a high point of year. Christ Allah. It's a high point of hour. Totally different. Not from year. It's from hour. Where does it say year? The Yisoid of year of Messiah's Nefesh, when it does apply, is a description, is a tenar. It's an expression of the kiyum of v'haftos Hashem Elokecha v'chol levav v'chol nefshecha. I think we're getting off the point. Let's try to get back. So nice. Two approaches. Ilo Olam Hazeh and Olam Havra. At best, sisters. At worst, enemies. But two separate, opposite, different, separate sections of my life. That process separates the neshama and the group. And in the process, if you separate the neshama and the group, then the product is going to be good. This is called the Ein Shel Tzarich. But the neshama is not given the opportunity to do anything in this world without the guf. If the guf is not combined with the neshama, then it's going to be Yishar Adam. If you separate your Olam Hazeh and your Olam Haba, if you separate your guf and your neshama, then practically test it out, you'll see. Everybody lives. Two-path world, two-path life. I have my Olam Hazeh goals. How do they say in America? I don't know if you still use this in America. You go down street ballpark. Ask somebody, goals. Now what's going to be your tachlis? What's tachlis? Panos. Job, career, whatever. It's called tachlis. What is it called tachlis? It's a free even. In the elchi, find it. But they're too tranky. I'm also has a show. I think it's got the minion, Kabbada, and Afis. Everything. Too tranky. Well, no different. Or is it losing? In that process, kimat, there is impossible for the neshama to overcome the intoxication of the guf saying, listen, so we'll split it up. You know, a little guf, a little neshama. Right? A little business, a little learning, a little money for me, a little money for stuff, you know, split it up. A little hamza, a little Olam Hazeh, a nice house, a car, a clothes, a little Olam Hazeh. Except your career, well, I have interests, I have goals, I have things I want to accomplish. Olam Hazeh. Not for anything else. Goals, nekuda, I want to accomplish to get a Cadillac. Nekuda. I want to have six rooms. I want to have these type of pictures on my wall. I want to have that interior director fix up my apartment. It can come down to very small holes. Doesn't have to. Look, I have a father, I daven, learn, mitzvahs, get stuck, everything. Fine. Yeah. I understand. Okay. So you're masking. But you have two goals, right? Room, let's check it out a little. Go to the accountant. And you give him the information. How much kashivas you give for Olam Hazeh? How much kashivas you give for Olam Haba? And what's its importance? What meaning does it have for you? And but what is it that you're trying to teach your kids? Put it down on paper and see if your life stems. Right? And there's this drastic steer that's mind-boggling. On paper it says 9, 10,
Roy Lamapa didn't like him. Didn't look like that.
And doesn't stim. Abraham's done all like that. Well, he doesn't. Abraham's doesn't. So what happened? Right, everybody's cuckoo. What happened? Right. So you have to know this world has a yeinu shel tzarai. The yeinu shel tzarai is in the middle of the day, and if you take the person's life, right, as a long day, as a day, tzarai is in the center of the life. Person's creating his career. He's not a kid anymore. He's out of the morning. He hasn't retired. It's not on the other end. It's not up to Sicha. Sicha Batela. He's the go-getter, do it, accomplish. What are your goals? What are your accomplishes? If you split it in two, it's a pillar. How near? Even mitzad ha-chason shabo, you have to do bidiyuk, bupoyel, the yisoyda govern. What do you have to plant the carom for? Because that's the it was the starting point. And the starting point, everything comes out in its purity. If you want to be a dual person, if you want to be Nerechish Tzadik, Toma Yibidoresov, and that should be true, and also Nerechish Adam, the exact expression of that is carom. What does carom do? How do you say in the States? Takes you for a trip. That's. That's it all. How does the Gemara say a person who's a little intoxicated? It's Digmala Kolo Ilm Kimisho. No more problems. There's no ups and downs. Everything's smooth sailing. Looking straight. Misho, a straight path. A straight way. It's smoother than anything. Funky dory. That's a very nice feeling. Everybody suffers from that problem. Everybody has problems. Everyone in the world, everybody has problems. Lately, it seems everybody has big problems. Everybody has problems. It's very strange world, everything seems to be in. Now it seems that the world has gotten to the point that everybody has big problems. So here we have a thing, let's say, throw it all off, put it on the side, you'll come back to it, right, just for now. Yeah, a little Yaishal Tzorei, and a little Mishal, forget your problem, escape. Have a good experience, trip. Tools, two paths. That's the no. What's the yes? That's not good. It's dangerous. What's the danger? What happened? What happened with the... let's leave my effort. Maybe we'll talk about the mission. What does it do? A person who gets into that lifestyle, who lives that lifestyle, so we expressed it already clearly. So practically speaking, his life almost always will be a total contradiction, a total non-representative of his own realities, of his own ideas, of his own importance, of his own standards, of his own importance. And
some
of the whole half. It's almost always 90-10, 80-20.
His standards are half off, but it comes out.
The standards are now. The standards are 80-20, that's how they don't have. Yes, I'll tell you. Even to Joshua. He's blind to you. He holds like that. He wants his kids to know it. He tells his kids on the Shabbos table. It's blind to him. Wants his kids to know it. It's real. That's not the problem. But somehow, the yenu shel shachris, the yenu shel tzarai, the intoxication that exists in the essence of the world in this form,
especially at this stage of life, it's Mitzvah Sol Ha'Nagel. Mitzvah Sol Ha'Nagel. He thinks when you choose between Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo, you end up in Hormetz land. The truth of the matter is, there's no such sphere. Any attempt, any approach that separates the two, how does it work? How does Nidmila Koloidon Kamisha? How does it work? Wine or anything similar, drugs, any different form can do the same thing. Detoxification activates the dominion, imagination, escapism from reality. It's not reality. It's a law of mitzvahs. But the mitzvahs is difficult. Dominion is very nice. So, I love dominion, then I can hurt anybody, I can hurt your life. If you want dominion, then Edmund Lelly and Baruch Hashem. But if not, Isha don't. But the yayin, the intoxication, the activized imagination, is an escapism from his problems, an escapism from the difficulty of this world. This world is made to be difficult. The truth, though, the secret of the world is, he has to work hard. He was created that this world should be difficult. Terrorists will soon see, maybe it will soon see. It's difficult. The whole thing is difficult. It's difficult. But the end is that is no steer the claw to tachas Hashem avadita, avadita, avoida can be difficult. It's nice to oh, the tachas avadita b'simcha u'b'tud leiv. The difficulty, the work, the avdus that's involved in Torah, that's involved in being kind of king, I don't have it, doesn't mean you have to suffer. It doesn't mean you have to be in a bad mood. And doesn't mean that you have to be unhappy. No, lehefich. The emes is, it's mechayev to be happy. It's mechayev to be b'tum levav. How's it work? B'chayev zelachol. It seems to be right. It seems to be still. Krishna, we're just going back a little bit, we'll go a little circle back to last week. Krishna is called also Matha Shema. Hayav Shmoy Tishmi, Inte Kablu Atzmechem. Mekan Lahabo, Yilechem Oif. Vahayav No Hashem Lakeinu, as the voice of Sech of Bechina. Teyaz Omo, Teyaz Avoida, Teyaz Koshin. Kosura, I don't know, we just Makatsa. The Torah that we live on, that we have, the Talmud Shabbat is called the Holchim B'Choshech Rol or Gol. Ha'am Holchim B'Choshech Rol or Gol. Ele Ba'al Yatam. The way to enlighten Olam HaZeh, to bring Simcha, to Vlevov, into Olam HaZeh, into the Avodah, into the Olam Yulot, into all of the Krishi and the difficulties, without escapism. The same Simcha, Meduma, the same Tuv Lev of Mishoi Meduma, of the Yain Shal Tzoraim, is attainable and for real, much higher, much better. That's the Seder of Torah. Torah, Mitzvah of Torah, what or? So the Chazal, the or shall shesh mebeishes, which was Tomun, Nitma, Tzadikim Nosud Lovoi. That is the or of Elam Haba, Where was it Nitman? Is Nitman in the Torah? The Torah is available here. After Meshur Bein, you can call it a different form. After Meshur Bein, after Matan Torah, anybody wants. You can pick up a piece of Torah, cut off a piece, and pick up a mashur of or amit or shalayim hava. In this world, you have to wait till then. When a person goes through all of the process of life and all of the difficulties in life, in the outside, going through the whole ground with all of the difficulties, no escapes. In the inside, energized by the oil shall tell you, by the oil shall face immigration, the oil shall oil goes. As he's able to share the simple to believe in the life call. This has to be. This has to be. But there's a price. The way to bring Olam Haba into Olam Haza is to stop making Olam Haza a separate goal. Olam Haza has to be mishtabed to be a prosdom. I have one goal. There's no two goals. There's no two worlds. There's only one house. The temporary part and the permanent part. Olam Haza, we are a little impatient, so we steal a little Olam Haba and bring Olam Haza idea to help us through Olam Haza. Olam Haza, with all of its parts, we don't have to leave anything. It's all there for us. Everything that exists, all the toiv of Olam Haza is there for us, our family house. We don't have to give anything up. Adam, you know. But that has its own goal. As a tool in the process of realization. And the third, the Vedic, clients of life, there's nothing that exists in the world that doesn't have its place in Torah mitzvahs. It doesn't have its expression in Torah mitzvahs. Every quality, every capability, every energy, every expression, every form, every koyach, koyachos and nefesh, everything that exists in the world, every kind of, has a place to be mitzvah directly, indirectly, to the process of bringing out Olam Haba Pehra. We also plant Kramim. A korban comes with Nisach. Kaiser, people of the book, and they always have a bottle of wine. You can't find a Yisha house without a bottle of wine. It's like one of the second symbols of the Jewish. The Lincoln got about one. Kiddush, well, can't go anywhere. Chasna, why? Breath, why? Whatever they do, why? The Yenosh, there's nothing that you do that you don't use wine. Tzitzis Mitzrayim, why? Whatever you want. The Yenai Shal Tzoraim, which is the Yain Hamadume, the Yain Hamashaka, Meshtake, Meshake, lies to us and splits the Olam Haza for Olam Haba, brings us down, destroys us, creates this total incompatibility to our own goals, our own emunas, and our own lives. We have to stop being, what do they call the people with the story? Schizophrenic. We live Olam Haza and Olam Haba as one. If you want to make it one, there's only one way. You can't make it one, I mean, you can make it Olam Haza, that we're not talking about. That's the Matan Kodesh. And we discuss it. The people who forgot about Olam Haza, yes, they will not. That would not help. But you want to have Olam Haza and Olam Haba and Haza as one, and that it shouldn't be a steer, and that it should work with oil.
that you can have all of the difficult stages, no running away, right? And be oivid as Hashem, the omro, the koshi, the nisyonos, the simcha v'tov leivav, merayv kol machvitzim. How? Because I have one goal. Everything is one goal. I have one mahalach. It's a complex mahalach. Not everything is direct. There are many indirects. And sometimes part of my tachlis of getting there means I have to take a break too. But it's not a break to continue. It's not a break to break. It's not going the other half. A person can't go all the time. You have to learn, you have to sleep. But you can learn. I learn now and I sleep separate. Or I can learn and I can sleep. Because in order to continue learning, you have to sleep. You can learn, that's why I'm haba. You can eat, that's why I'm haza. Or it can all be one. I eat and I sleep and I learn and I do everything because it's all the goal, grand process that the Baruch Hashem gave us called Yiddishkeit. Which is that process that turns Olam HaZeh into Olam HaZeh. It makes it one. That's very Gishmak in the house. The person doesn't have any steers anymore. Everything's fine. Call the Seder. Nothing bothers. He suffers. He has problems. There are difficulties. A person lives all of that reality on the outside. But b'fnim yusa, he has Oyer Shel Teyer. He has the same Mishur that the Yayin gives. But it's Mishur Shal Mitzvah. It's a Mishur. It's a straight path. It's a clear path. He knows exactly what he wants at all times. He knows what he wants. He knows where he's going. He knows what his goals are. He knows his parameters are. He knows his priorities are. Watch us in the mission. No, that's it. Olam HaZeh, Olam Haba. Meaning the Gemara says, the Pharisee says, Mihoitzi, Tomi, Mitora. Mihoitzi, Olam HaZeh, Olam Haba, Olam HaZeh. Hello, Yehu, Echad, Yochid, Yuchod, Yehudi, Shal Olam. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. The Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, that the Hemshech of it is Av. That's the Seder Torah. That's the Torah Or. That's the Torah that's the opposite of Vayenu Shel Tzarei. It's Mechayev Kabbalah. On the Kabbalah Gittas. You have to start every day with Kriyas Shema Shel Shachar. That's what we'll talk about last time. Step number two. Instead of Yenu Shel Tzarei, it's Yenu Shel Tzarei.